Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we are going to talk about local manufacturing of open source devices for medical labs in Africa, the prototyping stage in Cameroon. My name is Josiah Nizi. I also have a nickname, Elja. I am the head of Electromechanical and Artificial Intelligence Department at Boa Lab in Cameroon. My Twitter is @Eclute and my regular mail is jafcilize@gmail.com. We will start by quoting Winston Churchill, who said, "The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity, and the optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty." Optimism is the driving force that allows us to believe in a brighter future for our continent, Africa. Africa. Africa is a continent made of 54 countries. Among these countries, you have Cameroon. Cameroon is situated in Central Africa. And the Boa Lab, which is the epicenter of this project, is situated in Yaoundé, the political capital of Cameroon. Cameroon in brief. Don't be afraid by the lion's roar. It only means that you are in the country of the indomitable lions. You are in Cameroon. Cameroon was a German colony. And then in 1914 was under French and British rule and became independent on the 1st of January 1960. Cameroon is made of 25 million of inhabitants in 2020. It is also called Africa in miniature. Why Africa is miniature? Because all the specificities that you have in all the African continent, you have them in Cameroon, in terms of climate, in terms of relief, in terms of ethnic groups, in terms of biodiversity, you have them in Cameroon. And Cameroon is 5 times winner of the male AFCON. AFCON stands for the African Football Cup of Nation. Okay, let us listen once more to the Lion's Roar. And then move to the Boa Lab. The Boa Lab is a makerspace that advocates for open science. The Boa Lab is constituted of 3 departments. We have the Department of Microbiology, the Department of Electromechanics and Artificial Intelligence, and the Department of Scholarly Communication. The slogan of the Boa Lab is "Catalyze Local Sustainable Development Through Open Science." Now, our main topic about our project of local manufacturing. The reason behind our projects are the scarcity of medical devices, the expensive and limited healthcare facilities, the lack of training to maintain equipment locally, the unavailability of spare parts, and service engineers may need to charge thousands of dollars for international travel, acquisition of licenses and patents for available equipment. To address this, we can use local manufacturing. And local manufacturing addresses the infrastructural barriers that prevent imported or donated equipment from being properly used and can facilitate the diffusion of innovation into the healthcare practice in Africa. Local manufacturing can also allow to fit products to particular context. For example, building in resilience to power outage or working with non-proprietary locally available consumables or building equipment with locally available consumables. Our project objectives are divided into two main categories. For the first category of our objectives, we have building capacity of local biomedical engineers to produce, maintain, and develop open source medical devices, contribute to the empowerment of young talented Africans involved in STEAM, and for the second category, we have the promotion of the use of open source hardware that can rapidly diffuse across the continent. The facilitation or facilitate the strong engagement between biomedical engineers, healthcare professionals, and other stakeholders. What about equipment to be built to address the issues listed above? The equipment to be built are classified into four main categories. We have hematology equipment, bacteriology equipment, biochemistry equipment, and others. And what can we do with those equipment built? With these equipment, we can perform malaria diagnosis, anemia diagnosis, hemoglobin analysis, stool analysis, urine analysis, typhoid fever diagnostics, stool and urine culture, and blood culture.